All right, so our next item is item seven, and this is a presentation, relatively short presentation, on discussing considerations as we approach full funding. So in, and we have that item, I know Paul Angelo is available, I believe at 10 a.m. and we've got a few minutes. So I thought maybe Gail, if appropriate, we could pull forward staff reports if we can use the time if that's appropriate. I don't know if we have any staff reports, but
yes.
Okay.
I just had one. I wanted to let you know that Sagitech, they were going to provide a short list of subcontractors for Cicero to review. The week before last, they communicated that they wanted to interview additional candidates, and I hope to be receiving something soon on that one. So I wanted to let the board know that. And that was it.
Okay. Well, I guess my question would be on that one. Was that an indicator that whomever they had interviewed as of that time, they thought they needed to replumb the market to see if there were better alternatives?
They didn't indicate that, but that would be obviously, you know, if they interviewed some folks that were a slam dunk, I don't know that they would have continued to interview.
Right.
So, yeah.
Sounded that way, but I asked, you know, somebody had to ask the obvious question, so that's all right. Any other questions of Gail on that item?
Before we lose Gail, any update on finding a executive recruiter for our internal audit goal objective?
We are currently working on that. We there was some difficulty. There was one executive recruitment firm that we were going to use, and then they indicated that they no longer had capacity for it. We reached out to a different firm. They expressed some concern with whether they had the bandwidth as well. I think that just as employers are struggling to fill positions, it seems like the recruiting firms are also pretty busy these days. So there's we've reached out to some other folks, and we're going to keep working on that to get some additional assistance with that recruitment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, let's do this. Item 8B would be outside professionals reports. We've heard from Scott Veris already in their formal presentation. I don't know if they have any additional items they would want to report. And if not, we can pull forward item 8C and take on trustee comments now, if that's appropriate. Anybody has any report or an item they wanted to discuss in the time we have before 10? I'm actually double parked with the engine running, so I'm a little concerned about time. No, I'm just trying to make good use of the time. This agenda clearly was not lengthy, but we had the one timed item with Paul's availability at 10 a.m. So wanted to try to make good use of the time and move items around, but we've covered what we have waiting for him. So we're about 4 minutes out. So we can take a short break. If you
very
want.
Much appreciate your efforts. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Jay. We can take a two to 3 minute bio break if you want, or whatever works for people. I'm fine. So.
Let's take a 5 minute break and come back at 10. Instead of talking about it, we'll just do it.
All right. We're going to reconvene at 10. Gavel drops. We're going to roll. So that sounds good, Candace. Thank you. See you back.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
We did have another comment. I did want to let you know that Siegel has indicated that I should have a draft experience study report at the end of this month. And we're targeting possibly the first April board meeting to present the experience study.
So
I wanted to mention that. And also on this next item, it was a request from a trustee at the last board meeting who had seen Paul Angelo be part of a panel at the last General Assembly presenting an item similar to this. And they found it so worthwhile that they thought that the rest of the board would appreciate it as well. So just some info.
Before we get started, Gail, do we have any target date for going back to in-person board meetings?
I don't have a targeted date. At the next board meeting, the board will consider whether to continue as we are or to change and be in person again.
I will just add, we're going back next Tuesday. So we are Board of Supervisors, but we also are renewing the opportunity because we would like our boards and committees to have the opportunity to continue to meet remotely because it is so convenient. And we can get quorums and great participation. And so we're really hopeful too, legislation that's pending or proposed might be implemented that will still give that flexibility. But just so you know, Board of Supervisors, going back in session, and you know, unless we have the P2V variant coming in to take us all down, we're hopeful.
Louis, you had your hand up. Thank you, Candace.
Yeah, do we know when we're going to open the front doors again, or did I miss that someplace?
We're still kind of monitoring the situation. Right now, I've indicated to staff that through April 8th, we're going to continue the way that we have with just having in-person appointments and not doing walk-ins. After the 8th, I think that there might be a change to that, but I just, you know, we kind of want to keep monitoring things. I mean, numbers are definitely going in the right direction. You know, we do have spring break coming up, which might mean travel and more group gatherings and kind of see what happens with that. And obviously, you know, a good portion of the members that we support are more elderly. And so we're just proceeding with a little bit more caution.
Okay, great. Thanks. Because I had a couple people ask. So.
Yeah, one thing I would add on to what Candace said earlier, and in various appearances before city councils around the state, I've been hearing a recurring theme, which is that those cities are adopting the resolution for the ensuing 30 days with the express intent of what Candace said earlier, that is to keep the option open that board subcommittees, standing committees, and so forth can opt to meet virtually as opposed to in person. So by enacting the resolution, you give yourself the option. You're not required to meet that way, but you have the option. And maybe I'm stating the obvious, but it, based on my travels, it's not clear to everybody what the effect of that resolution is. So that's a theme I'm hearing, that people are wanting to keep their option open. And for us, just again, in terms of the return to the boardroom, we're not looking at it from the standpoint of a hybrid situation. That is, we're not wired or capable for that. So the decision to return to the boardroom is a decision to meet in person, not a hybrid variation of that. That is a mix of virtual and in person. So it's an all in decision. So that's the current state of play. All right. So we have we've covered item 7. We took item 8 out of order. Are there any other questions or comments from trustees before we adjourn? Not seeing any. You must all be double parked today. It isn't just me. All right. Well, great. We will stand adjourned, and we'll see you at the first meeting in April.
Good to see everybody.
Likewise. Be well.
Take care.